Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Gray, have you handled that, sir?
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have seven page two items to present to you this morning. And as the commissioner indicated, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which staff is recommending approval and no opposition has been received. In summary, 2A Purdue Grain and Oil Seed LLCs requesting authorization to install two additional breasting dolphins, a new 19 by 43 foot open pile dock, timber catwalk, conveyor tower, and belt system, as well as a pedestrian bridge to improve and repair their existing grain loading facility, which is situated on Hoskins Creek in the town of Tappahannock. Keeping with the commission's schedule, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $5,872 for the encroachment over $2,936 square feet at the commission's rate for commercial structures of $2 per square foot. The next two are the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, and the first, they're requesting authorization to deploy a 5 foot by 8 foot long scientific buoy approximately 7,500 feet northwest of the mouth of Greenville Creek. This buoy is located on public ground number one. In keeping with a prior attorney general's opinion, since it's a public purpose, the commission can authorize the public use of those baler grounds. In the second 2C, VIMS is asking to deploy an underwater camera system between April 1st and October 31st of 2009. Be located on the substrate, extend approximately 3 feet above. That is in 25 feet of water, and it's 7,200 feet channelward of Middlesex County shoreline between Weeks and LaGrange Creeks. This buoy is also located in public ground, but this is additional public ground set aside by the commission. 2D Kelowna Shipyards requesting authorization to dredge 65,300 cubic yards of material to maintain controlling depths of minus 35 feet within an 86-foot by 400-foot basin channelward of Dry Dock 2, and an additional 100-foot by 1,100-foot basin to minus 25 feet extending south into Pescara Creek. This is at their facility on the eastern branch of Elizabeth River. They're also asking to put four 13-pile mooring dolphins along that proposed dredge cut, and have asked for an additional authorization to maintain up to 20,000 cubic yards of dredge maintenance dredging to maintain those proposed depths during the life of the permit. Here we're recommending our standard dredging conditions, as well as the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $29,385. It would be for that dredging of 65,300 cubic yards and at the commission's assessed rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. 2E Vulcan Construction Materials is requesting a modification to a previously issued permit. They now wish to install one 8-foot diameter steel fender with three batter piles approximately 62 feet upstream of an existing commercial pier at their facility on the eastern branch of Elizabeth River. We are recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $700, which would be for the encroachment of the fender and batter piles over 350 square feet, and that too would be at $2 per square foot. 2F Deep Creek Landing Marina is requesting authorization to remove and replace a recently storm-damaged pier. They're replacing it with a 222-foot long by 8-foot wide and 21-foot long, 6-inch long by 4-foot wide main walkway, 10-foot by 35-foot landing, 25-foot by 35-foot platform, 9 4-foot by 15-foot finger piers, 2 4-foot by 35-foot finger piers, and one 3-foot by 42-foot 6-inch finger piers. This is at their facility here in Newport News at Deep Creek. All of the replacement piers will be floating as opposed to fixed, and the previously existing boathouse roof will not be replaced. In this instance, staff is recommending approval with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,391, and that would be for the 1,391 square foot difference in the encroachment between the existing structures and what's proposed new. That would be at the $1 per square foot figure. Finally, 2G Linwood Hanbury et al. Are requesting authorization to modify a previously issued permit that the commission issued to allow them to dredge an additional 75 cubic yards within an unnamed cove of Bennett Creek, a tributary to the Ansman River in Suffolk. We are recommending an additional royalty as a result of that dredging in the amount of $33.75, and that would be at the rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. With that, if the commission has any questions, our members of my staff will try to answer them.
Any questions of Mr. Grab as far as the matters that are before the commission? I will note that item 2F, you may recall several months ago, hadn't been very long ago, 3 or 4 months ago, Deep Creek was here for a royalty consideration. In the interim, the marina was hit by a microburst storm that basically destroyed the marina. And what you have before you is a redesigned project. And what I'm getting to is I think staff should really be commended, as well as the permittee, for working very closely and diligently to get this project from almost a brand new project to where it is today in a matter of 3 or 4 months. So, Bob, I'd like to commend you and staff as far as that work is concerned. I think you did a great job. This is a public hearing. Are there any individuals in the audience, pro or con, on these matters? The matters are before the commission for action.
Chairman, I move the approval of all these two items.
Mr. Hollins makes a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously with the exception of Mr. Tankard. Good morning, Mr. Tankard.
Sorry, my turn, Commissioner.
Not a problem.